Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And to America, happy 4th of July. It's Independence Day in America today. Tonight, we are revisiting a topic that has become a recurring theme on our program and indeed on Studio 7 as a news leader. And that's voter mobilization and registration for the 2018 general elections. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. We are also, of course, streaming on our three websites, and that's www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. Efforts by various organizations to mobilize the youth demographic to register and vote in large numbers in the 2018 general elections are escalating across the country, with some higher and tertiary education students now joining the push. First-time voters especially have become the main focus, as both the ruling party and the opposition, together with the civil society, make their case, trying to woo them to their sides. And as I said already, it's Independence Day in America today. Again, happy 4th of July, America. America attained its independence on July 4th in 1776. It has become one of the firm and enduring democracies. It's a nation that's 241 years old. Like many countries, especially in Africa, the United States was colonized by Britain. But sometime in 1776, July 4th, they defied the British Empire and told them, enough is enough. We are now an independent state. In Zimbabwe, we did that on April 8th, of course, after the Lancaster House negotiations. And as you would know, the protracted guerrilla warfare for independence. So America turns 241 this year. Zimbabwe is a young country, indeed, 37 years. But there is one striking similarity, one thing in common, a troubling thing, for that matter, in common between the United States and Zimbabwe when it comes to elections, and that is voter apathy. Many Americans do not vote, so do many Zimbabweans. And that's a troubling issue that American politicians always grapple with. And again, that's an issue that, you know, Zimbabwean politicians and civil society are trying to deal with right now as we face the very, you know, much anticipated 2018 general polls. Ikudibana kuhlelo sihlobo zami, kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje ke kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba sihleze sikhuluma ngalo kanengi nengi. uhlelo lokugqugquzela yabasakhulayo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalise ukuze bavote kukhetho oluzayo. Ziyaqhubeka inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo zibakhuthaza ontanga lozulu nje jikelele ngoba njengoba lisazi i-voters roll vele ikhona isebenza kayiseyi kusebenza umtonke uzamela abhalise kakutsha. Ngakho ngumlando wawo wonke umuntu ukubana ahlale ezilungiselele ukuze avote abhalise. Kumelelwe nje iZEC ithi ukubana uhlelo lolu luqala nini. Bengitsho ngithi lamhlanje lilanga likazibuse we-America yathola uzibuse ngomhla ka 4 July ngo 1776, so kulilizwe elileminyaka ngamakhulu amabili lamashumi amane lanye 241 years iAmerica ithole uzibuse kuzwekazi leBritain. Sikhangela nje iZimbabwe layo sileminyaka engu 37 lonyaka ithole uzibuse. Kodwa okukhanya kuhlanganisa amazwe lawo mabili esingathi something that's common between them ikuthi abantu kabavoti, abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabavoti, abantu abaningi eMelika kabavoti. Iludaba olungalunganga lolu, ludaba olubuyisela muva inqubekela phambili. Yikho ke ama-organizations atshiyeneyo lama-political parties eZimbabwe ephithekile nje abhoda ngelizwe akhuthaza ontanga lozulu nje jikelele ukubana alungiseleleke ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Chirongwane ndechenyu vatereri, nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachivhota musarudzo dzinotevera. Uyezve America sekuziva kwenyu iri kusvitsa makore nhasi 241 yakawana kuzvitonga kuzere kubva kunyika yeBritain. SeZimbabwe America yakakolonizwa nenyika yeBritain asi yakazowana kuzvitonga kuzere kwayo musi waJuly 4, 1776, and that's 241 years ago. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe panyaya dzesarudzo, vanhu vakawanda havazi kuvhota musarudzo. Ndo zviri kuitikazve muno munyika yeAmerica, vanhu vakawanda havazi kuvhota. Icho chinova chinhu chisina kunaka, nekuti kana uri munhu unofanira kunge uchiwanikwa uchibatikanawo nezviri kuitika munyika yako. Kuvhota ikodzero yako. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi tichitarisawo matanho ari kutorwa nemasangano akasiyana-siyana nevechidiki vakasiyana-siyana kuZimbabwe kukurudzirana kuti haiwa ngatinyoresei ndokuti tiwanikwe tichivhota musarudzo dzegore rinotevera. And joining me now is an activist who needs no introduction on this program, and that's Vimbaishe Moshwaburi, youth activist, very vibrant, and she leads a hashtag campaign called Tichavota Chete, siza vota kuphela. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Mr. Mtunga. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And how are you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm back on the ground now. I'm full-time in Zimbabwe, so I'm very happy now.
I'm happy to hear that. I know you are not, hanging around there. You are on the ground. You are working. How is the campaign to register going?
I must say that I've only been back in Zimbabwe for a week now. And I want to clearly tell you that people are aware that they are supposed to go and vote. So when you talk to them about going to register, they already know that they are waiting to go and register. That makes me happy and realize that people here are can't wait for that. It's a different ball game altogether compared to when I was in South Africa and you know, encouraging people to go and register to vote and to go and vote. Now I'm on the ground, and people can't wait for the registration to begin.
You are saying it's a different ball game to altogether, Vimbai. Is it a change for the better? Is it a change for the worse? Can you shed some light there?
I should say that I'm in between regarding that, because I still want people in the diaspora to participate and to come and register to vote. So my campaign for the diaspora will not stop. It will continue. I'll continue telling people that we need to come and register to vote. But on the contrary, the people actually who live in Zimbabwe, who are in Zimbabwe, can't wait. They are anticipating. They are excited about going to register to vote. But you also find some that say it's pointless to go and register to vote because our votes are going to be rigged. So our job now is to say, listen, there's nothing pointless. We have to stand up. We have to go and vote, register to vote. So that is where the campaign is going now. For those with less hope in Zimbabwe, who are living in Zimbabwe, because don't forget that people in the diaspora already want their hopes to be activated because they're tired of living in the diaspora. Whereas people who are living in Zimbabwe who don't have hope, it's simply because they are tired of the rigging. And again, they have lost hope so much, they even believe what is happening in Zimbabwe is normal. You come to a point where things continue to happen. You don't know the normal anymore, because everything that is abnormal is what you see every day. And you begin to think that this is actually normal. But we are here to change that. We are here to say, Zimbabwe, we are quarter to getting our change, quarter to, you know, walking into our new Zimbabwe. So I must say that I can't say that here in Zimbabwe it's a good thing, you know, everything is positive, because there is still a lot of work to do.
Asi tichitarisa nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Vimbai aisati yazivisa veruzhinji kuti chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu chichange chichitanga rini. Ungati ipapo hamuzi kusangana nezvimhingamupini here kunyatsokonvinsa vanhu kuti vange vachinyoresa apo ZEC aisati yazivisa kuti chirongwa ichi chichatanga rini, uyezve sarudzo dzacho hapana atiaziva kuti dzichaitwa rini?
That in itself, inoita kuti vanhu vatange kufunga kuti okay, saka vari kudhileya because vari kugadzirira kuriga already, vari kudhileyira chii? Because by now tofanira kunge takuenda kunoregista kunovhota. So you do find vanhu vanokubvunza kuti saka murungotendai munoregista kuvhotera, imini madii kutiudza kuti tinonoregista rini? Plus zvinhu izvi zve, let me say something that shocked me. My mother and her sisters, I sat down to talk to them and I said, you know, a charity begins at home. And then I'm going to tell you how to register to vote before I actually find out that my family members need to actually understand the registration process. There isn't enough education that is being given to people concerning the new registration process. Vanhu havazivi. And what's going on is, in that group, yandaitaura navo, kutori nevamwe vangatibva kumusha, vangati, aisi takatoudzwa kuti, registration itai haite, because unotozikamwa kuti uri kuvhoterani. Because apparently they're being told kuti, paunoenda kunoregista kana kuti paunozonovhota, vanenge vachivhotera tsvangirai vari kusaidi kwavo, vanenge vachivhotera John vari kusaidi kwavo, vanenge vachivhotera Mukosana Moyo vari kusaidi kwavo. So people are confused and they are scared. They are saying, tinobvota tagetwa manje, kana iyi process yamuri kuunza iyi isu satinyatsofara nazvo. So they are a bit skeptic about the new registration process. Because no one is educating them about it, yet there is literally minimal stuff going on or information coming out on radio. But I guess at the end of the day, we are just looking forward and hoping that Zach is going to run this well and smoothly.
Vimbaiche Mushaburi, youth activist. Thank you there, Vimbai, and please do stay on the line. Ngitate umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni, another youth activist. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Nyoni.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Luhamba njani uhlelo lokukhuthaza abasakhulayo lapho ukuthi babhalise njalo bavote ngoba une?
Ya, Nkomo, umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu owenzakalayo phansi lapha ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo. Njenge-organization sisebenza gadalala kakhulu. We concentrate much in rural and remote areas whereby we know ukuthi that's where ZANU-PF is claiming that it's got more support than in urban areas, which we believe that the way how we have operated kakhulu khona ngale, I think the outcome of the results of the election next year, it will tell really truth ukuthi ngikhona umgabe does he have a support in those areas that he's claiming would have got a support. Ngoba manje ngikhuluma we are working also with ama universities students and lama college students as like a nasty like I said it before in the engineering polytechnic because the organization here is also representing those areas of e-education. The problem that we are facing, Komo, is that most of young people have lost confidence in our country's electorate. The reason being that sometimes we can blame ZANU-PF what is rigging when it does not rigging. Only that AMA youth have got that syndrome of to say we don't vote because ZANU-PF has already rigged the elections, which that already it destroys the spirit of other youth and it demoralizes the spirit of voting. So we are trying to encourage young people to register next year or whatever time Lapo Isaac is at one has opened in registration. Because we as the organization, youth organization, I think it's our duty to make sure that we try by all means to conscientize our youth to go and register. Because young people should have just one common goal in their mind, which is to conscientize each other to go and register as a voter. Ngoba wonke umntwana ozelwe from 1997 May next year is eligible to be a voter. So we are trying by all means as the organization, especially we want to concentrate much in rural areas. We don't want to base much in urban areas because in urban areas we know very much well what our youth are prepared to vote next year. And in our political parties, are going to concentrate much in urban areas, which that we are trying to push also our political parties to go outside there. We don't want to be like their instrument, it's their duty to go outside there in rural areas and try to talk to people and try to give forward voters education so that our youth they will understand what vote logo gcina ivoti lakho kuqhakatheka okunganani.
Ngiqhubeke lawe khonapho Inyoni uVimbai ebambile. Omunye engathi nxa sikhangela ilizwe elifana leMelika njengokutsho kwami ngaphambilini ukuthi iMelika ngelinye lamazwe alabantu abaningi abangavotiyo. Constantly last year kukhetho olwa okwanqoba khona umnumzana Donald Trump osengumongameli i-voter turnout kwaba yi 59.7%. Eminyakeni edluleyo inani leli lihlala liphansi, it's ungakhangela i-population yeMelika 300 and something million people. Kodwa kuvota abantu abangu 59.7% kuphela. Omunye ngathi nxa kuza ehlula ilizwe eliphakame njengeMelika ukuthi likhombise umphakathi ukuthi avote ilizwe elingange elinjengeZimbabwe lina lingakukwanisa njani lingakwenelisa njani?
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Comparing us, African countries, in Zimbabwe with Imelika, there's a totally difference in terms of the economic crisis that we're facing. Americans, they can tell themselves, with or without work, they earn a better living compared to African countries like Zimbabwe. I think it's our duty. Because as Zimbabwe, we don't have such welfare that we might compare the locals and the America. In America, ilizwe elithuthukile elenelisa ukuthi ligcine abantu babo bavotile abavotanga bayasebenza abasebenzi kodwa bayathola engathi ngama-incentives kumbe engathi ngama-welfare abatholayo compared to eZimbabwe. Thina eZimbabwe we need to build or rebuild our economy, our country. Ngoba failure to do that, it also affects us as people of Zimbabwe and ikakhulu ontanga kakhulu labantu besimama. Why is it njalo? Ngoba nxa ilizwe selingasela msebenzi inkomo, which means that ukuthi lathi thina ontanga abasakhulayo kumbeni ilizwe abazali omama kabalayinye indlela yokuziphilisa. Let's compare to America. Vele iAmerica iyabe ivele ifar much better uvotile kavotanga because uyazi ukuthi kukhona okutholayo ngokuphela kwenyanga compared to African countries. So I think thina okusenza ukuthi kusinike leyo ntshukutsho yokuthi sisebenze gadalala kakhulu lama-students and labanye abama-civil locals and organization, civil organization, it's just because we know that the situation in the country kumele icorrectwe. Yithi thina esisakhula ama-youth. We have seen it happening long back. Now I think it's the time to stand up and say no to that.
Ngikubamba umlomo khonapho inyoni ngizaphenduka kuwe. Indimbotora Mtereri Mkoma Namo. Makadi mkoma wangu.
Tiripo makadi wazenyu wakuru.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifara wo.
Isu takasununguka kana muri muchirongwa tinosununguka zvikuru.
Aha, ndanzwa kuti maona nhamo nechando kuSouth Africa uko.
Pakaipa mana mai apatauriki apa kungomuka machira akanyorora.
Zvichaita bom koma wangu inguva yacho. Saka mainzwa nyaya iri mugango mapinda muchirongwa.
Tiri kuinzwa ndeya tinotonyaya kutochemera kuti kuno kwatiri kunotonyaya kutotonhoresa data tiri kwedu kuri nani.
Mhm.
Ini urudziro yangu ini inongoti zvayo tikaramba tichingochema tichingoti zano inobirira isu ngatitsvage nzira dzokuti tingadzivirira sei senge ipapa apa tiri pane chirongwa chamuna chatinacho nhasi ichi chokuti vanhu kuregister. Tine dambudziko revanhu vari kunze kwenyika kuti vasiri muZimbabwe, vazhinji vacho vari kuti nyange tikandovhota zvinobatsirei. Zvinobatsira kana tikandovhota nekuti vhoti yako pamwe tichazoichema mangwana kuti dai iwewe wakauya ukarejista ukavhota tadai nhasi takunda. Saka shoko iroro ngatikurudziranei zvikuru kuti tose ndouwandu hwedu ngatirejiste kunyanya vechidiki nokuti tikatarisa vanhu vakuru vanenge vachingoti hazanu takabva nayo kure. Vakabva nayo kure vakaita zvavo zvavakaita zveshandwa zvinoonekwa asi isu tinongoramba tichingori pasi. Saka tikaramba tichimwira mvura zvinoryiwa panext door ndoona sokuti hatingagoni kuvakanyika. Saka hurudziro yangu ndeyekungoti tose vane mazera anokwanisa kuti tinovhota ngatinovhota. Tiri kwedu kuzaka tiri kutokurudzirana tiri kuno kuti kana munhu wechidiki asina kutoregister hatizivi kuti unenge achida kundosevenza kuzanupf office here kana kuti papi. Saka munhu anenge achitoda basa zveshuwa ngatikwanise kunge tichirejista kuti tikwanise kuvhota.
Aha, ikurudziro yakakosha iyo mukomanamo tinopesa
hii. Ngatitenderavo here kuti ndimbosimbaradzawo vamwe vanhu vashoma-shoma kuti chirangano chedu chisadzokera sure.
Pachidimbu mukoma wangu pesai.
Alright, iregai nditi kuzaka central constituency ndoda kubata vachongore vaimba yarwo vanova meya vejerera vamushonga mabvura jangwa Efraim Mundau nevamwe vose vandisina kukwanisa kureva nemazita Speed Japija Fatini Tete Florence Nyamunda musangano ngauenderere mberi Adisa peta simbo, adisa zora simbo noti gudora vara kumeso.
Aha, aiwa, tino tenda nekupina mchirongwa mkoma namo.
Tino kutenda zikuru noru tigiro rwenyu.
Aha, that's one of our listeners, Namo Goronga, calling us up from South Africa. Coming back to you, Vimbai, we saw Fazai Maere, announcing her candidacy for a legislative seat last week, and there was a mixed reaction on that. I must say, I'm a fan of women getting involved in civil matters, in matters of the state, matters that affect them, and that is that includes indeed politics. And I must say, naturally, I'm excited by Fazai Maere's candidacy. I don't know whether she will win or not, but that's none of my business. That's how democracy works. Some people were quick to tear her up and, try to bring her down. What do you make of what you heard following her candidacy? I'm sorry we have lost Vimbai there, but I'll direct that question to Zenzo Nyoni. Nyon, I'm sure you heard my question. Go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nkomo. The question I can usually, but it was like if I'm not listening to the breaker, can you come again, sir?
Yeah, I was saying, what do you make of Fazai Maere's candidacy as a young person?
Oh, thank you so much. About that, I'm very proud of that, sir. Why? Because I wouldn't say much about that, but. Maybe in a few weeks from now, as a leader of a certain movement, we are transforming ourselves also. The reason being that we have seen that we want to claim a political space as young people. I think what Maere has done so far, we appreciate as young people. We are really supporting and we are really behind his idea to stand in as an MP. I just heard about it because I wasn't in Bulawayo, was outside Bulawayo. But so far, I think we'll contact her and talk about that because it's a very important task that has taken. So we are really appreciating that. On that issue, I wanted to say it before.
Bamba konapo ngi ngitatu vimba ise pendugile tungo niza penduga guwe. Vimba, I was saying that, we saw a mixed reaction to Vimba, to Fazai Maere's candidacy. Some were very brutal, and while some were very receptive. What did you make of that?
My belief or my wish is that everybody understands the fact that what we want is change. What we want is something new. What we want is young blood and new blood in Parliament. So whatever people who are being brutal to Fazai, whatever reasons they have to be brutal to Fazai, are their reasons. Though I would like to openly say that it is important, it is very vital for us to understand the fact that change is the only key word to everything that we are doing. It doesn't matter who is bringing in the change, but what we need as Zimbabweans is we need young people who are going to stand up like what Fazai has done and raise up their hand and say, you know what, I'm willing to run. Remember when you say, when you lift up your hand to say I'm willing to run, you are saying it's either I'm winning or I'm losing. If I win, Zimbabwe, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E for you. If I lose, I'm willing to face the reality after I lose. But the most important thing for me perspective that Sagai is the first young woman right now who is against the regime, who has openly stood up and said, listen, against all odds, I am standing up to run for parliament. And remember, Sagai is running for Mount Pleasant. You see, my question to all these people were bombarding her and they had mixed feelings about it. I thought to myself, but Sagai has lifted up her hand and said, I'm running for Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is a very, very small constituency. And why are they moved by somebody who is going to run for a very small constituency? What about if 20 of us stand up and take these small constituencies? Then I'm sure there is going to be a lot of mixed emotions. Some will say Mbai this, some will say John this, some will say Carol this. So my appeal to the Zimbabweans is that I don't know what their reasons are. They've been stating them regarding Sagai. That's how they see them. Yes, they've dug out posts that she put up 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they're using those posts on her. But at the end of the day, I think for people to be bashing Sagai right now, before we even see a new Zimbabwe, we are losing the plot. We are losing the focus. The focus here is to get young people to be running for parliament. And at least three quarters, or if not all of these young people, should at least find seats in parliament. This is how I am seeing it.
Please do stay on the line there, Vimbai. Namzana nyoni ntate umlaleli timbotora mtereri mkoma Simba makoni ku South Africa uko. Makadi mkoma Simba.
Ndiko ngongozvisi.
Ndiri bogurise ikoko.
Kuri kuri right zvako kurova chete mandangi mbotanda kune munhu ndisina network ndivaiti kuno.
Ndiyo life yacho mudara.
Izvozvo mwana mai.
Manzwa nyaya iri muchirongwa nhasi.
Nyaya ndiri kuinzwa iyo. Regai ndichange ndokukwazisa vatete vangu avo Imbai naMisinyoni. Tekutanga tiri kunyotenda basa ravari kuita vanhu vese vari kushuvira Zimbabwe yakanaka. Ndiri kuvatenda zvingaita. Ende kuri angu inouyawo senge zambotaura baba vataurayo kuti vanhu ngavanovhote, vanhu ngavarejiste kuti vavhote, because chekutanga chinotanga ifoundation kurejista kuvhota tathe foundation yekuti nyika yedu ive yakanaka. So we need to start with the foundation first before we go to the roof. Roof ndio maelection pa unokanda ballot pepa rako ndo roof ya roofing yenyika yedu. So kurudzira yangu iri ipapo pakuti zveshuwa vanhu ngatimonyoresei tivhote, kuti kuti mangwana tisazoshorani kuti haiwe hauna kuenda iwe ndi wakaira kuti kurambe kushanda bond note, kana kuti iwe hauna kuenda waira kuti dizili nepeturusheke munyika. So ngatibatsiranei ipapo, vanokwanisa zvavo vane Zimbabwe pamwoyo tiende tinovhote.
Aidwa, tinotenda mukoma Simba. Saka makagadzirira here Zeki paichataura kuti chirongwa chatanga kana kuti chichatanga rini? Makagadzira kuti munge muchimhanyira kuZimbabwe.
Takatomirira nemazuva matsvuku chaiwo chaiwo. Ini na think it is in a 30 time kuti mukanda wadupa rangu ipapo. Saka ndine shungu isingatomboiti.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Pesai
chimwe chinaida kubvunza, kuti Isimbai kana vari kunogu vanobarika pepo zvimwe zvinotoga zvinosara ine vakomana vakawanda vanoziva vanhu vandoshanda navo vanhu vano ona mandofamba.
Muri kutaura Sisivimbai?
Kana pane zvine zvichiitika, at least zvinhu zvayi hazvisviki kwatiri, like makambeni avari kuita Simba namati hasviki kwati. Saka ndaida kubvunza kuti tinokwanisa kubatana navo sei kuti tifambirewo pamwe chete, tisazongoite kudza mudunhu pamuswazvo.
Vimbai mukoma Simba, vari kubvunza kuti muri kubatika sei kana muri kuSouth Africa.
Zvino mukoma Simba makadi zvenyu, endai paFacebook akaunti yangu. Facebook akaunti yangu Ivimbaishe Muchaburi, Ivimbaishe Muchaburi. Okay. Munditumire message.
Okay.
Everyone else anoda kubatana neni dichagei pa Facebook ndinonzi ndaisa mutsvaguri mamessage ndinopindura handiregi saka information yese ame muchida ndinokupindura ndokupa yose information ipapo
no ndinotenda zvizvo vangu thank you I would do that ndichakubatirai pa Facebook
Thank you there, Mkoma Simba, and Vimba, please do stay on the line. And Begetishi Taura, inini kuti, I'm a fan of women taking charge and coming on board. Panyaze politics, kundaba zombusazwe, we have, and I must say, I'm a big fan of these women. Jesse Majome, Togozani Kupe, Tabita Kumalo. Priscilla Misaira Mgimishonga, and of course the ever outspoken Stembile Mlotsha have views. We don't always agree on many issues, especially social issues, but those are some of the women in parliament that I look up to. They're very positive, they fight for women, and they are in charge. We would love to have many more women. That's why I'm a constant fan of Mbaise Mushwabure. That's why I invite her often on this program. Sifuna ukukhuluma ukuxoxa labo mama abanengi ilizwe ngelenu ubonana okwenziwa ngabanye obimbayi engibaqambile amalunga edale leparlamente la uJesse Majome, uThokozani Khupho, uThabita Khumalo, Priscilla Misera, uStembile Mlotsha, just to mention a few. Ilizwe kalakheki bomama Nxali ngekho, ngakho please do come on board. Ngibuyele kuwe Mnumzana Nyoni, ngikuqhume uthiseka kakhulu, you wanted to make a point, ungaqhubeka.
Yes, I was about to say we are behind Fadai. He has taken a good move. We back her 100%. We support our sister. What youth should understand is that we need to support each other. Now we are talking about Tabita Khumalo, Priscilla Musaira, etc. We are mentioning Omama. We need also to be mentioned also as youth. We want to stand up as young people and claim a political space, a quota system in parliament. The current constitution is protecting women. They have got their quota in parliament. When the youth, who are the most powerful people in any political arena, who do campaigns, who do everyday works, are not in any platform of opposition leadership in parliament. So as youth, we are behind Fadai. I think he has taken a good move. If any youth is against that decision, I think they are lost or they are dismal. What they should understand is that when I was in Kwekwe last week, I was talking to one of the ZANU-PF youths. I asked them, guys, can you tell me your current government, which is a government that is in power, has failed to pay the civil servants a $600 bonus? They failed to pay civil servants bonus in time, just 600. How and where is it going to get a $4,000 to buy a stand for an individual? Can't you see that you are being brainwashed by your own government, by your own party? We need to be clever. We need to be clever as young people. Is ZANU-PF Aila Mali to buy stands for the youth? It's only that is trying to brainwash our youth and each and every time. But they had to understand and realize it. As we speak last week, our civil servants, our teachers were getting their bonus, which were supposed to be getting it in December, but they're getting it now in June, nearly half a year. And then the government, how can it say, example, how can it say, is that Tengela our youth are staying and distribute staying? Of which to us is a serious attack to our youth in Zimbabwe, regardless of being good, the youth is a youth, whether we're MTC, whether we're ZANU-PF. And also what I wanted to say is that we are happy about a move, so of which, if those people, anyone attacking Ofadzai, then I think we as youth, we still have got a lot to learn from our youth in some of the areas. Because I think those who attacked Fatai, that's why I said I was not in town, I was out of town. I think they need a serious counseling in order to understand what is politics. And I'm happy because I heard Sister Yumbai saying, as youth now, it's high time to stand up and claim a political space. I'm agree and I concur with my sister. We need to stand up and push because every political leader who is in parliament and these other political parties, they've been tested the waters and defeated by ZANU-PF. Now I think it's our time as young people. As young people, we have to work with women hand in hand, one on one, and try to push our country in a better position. Mm-hmm. We've seen our leaders, these gurus, we call these are the political gurus, they have lost the ideas. Where two elephants are fighting, what suffers is the class. Tsvangirai, if you ask Tsvangirai, will say Mugabe has stayed in power for so long, for 7 years that it takes. Asking Mugabe will tell Tsvangirai requested sanctions. So ask Tsvangirai. So these two leaders are at each other. When we are suffering down there, I think it's our time now to stand up and say, you wait there and then we'll show you the way. So both of these leaders have lost the direction. It's our time now. But I keep it up.
Now is our time, says Zenzo Nyoni. Please do stay on the line there, Zenzo Nyoni and Vimbai. Ndimo Tora, Vaita Machakaire, the campaign Zimbabwe Yadzoka. Mkoma Machakaire Magadi.
Mufara Magadi, you, my
dad. Iwatino Fara Zvikuru. Tukuzwa kuti muri rimwe remasangano ari kumhanya mhanya achikurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachivhota neuwandu hwavo. Tichitarisa zvinodiwa kuti munhu ange achinyoresa especially maIDs. Kwamuri kuenda pane vari kusangana nedambudziko iri here vamachakaire vasina maIDs vasina zvitupa?
Apo neapo tinosangana nao wamwe wane wabereki wasisipo wasina zvitupa asi waine shungu kwazvo dzekuti vanenge vachida kuti vanyorese kuti vavhote. Saka tiri kutora mazita avo tigozona kuti pamberi apo tingavabatire sei kuti vakwanise kuwana mabirth certificate vozotora zvitupa vogozokwanisa kunyoresa kuvhota.
Aha, ndambenge ndichiverenga ZBC website yavo vanga vane nyaya yekucholocho uko yekuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezera mupoko vaparura chirongwa chekubatsira vanhu vasina zvitupa especially vakakanganiswa negukura hundi kuti vange vachiwana zvitupa izvi ndokuti vagone kunyoresa kuvhota. Mangama pane zvamanzwa here neurongwa uhu?
Ndenge ndisina hangu kutazvinzwa asi ZANU-PF tinonyanya kuiziva vachiita zvinhu zvinonge zvichivapa mukana wepamusoro iwo. Gukura hundi yakaitwa kare kwazvo ende kwakaitwa sarudzo dzakawanda wenge waripi wana mupoko ava kuti vazotange kusimuka nhasi wawedze kuda kuti vabatsire vanhu ivavava. Ndiri kufungidzira kuti iyi nyaya yavari kuda kutanga iyi havanyatsogoni kuigona kuti vatangire pakuti torai zvitupa vasina chavatovambonyatsoita chekuti vanyaradze nekugadzirisa kutombourayiwa kwakaita vabereki vevanhu vacho ivo vasina zvitupa ofunga vanenge vanyanya kutangira pamusoro.
Aha,
hazvigoni kunyatsoshanda.
Aha, please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Machakaire. Vimbai, are you still on the line? Okay, we've lost Vimbai, but Mnumzana Nyon, ukhona ecingweni, ukhona Nyon angithi?
Ngikhona Nkomo.
Yeah, lidlalele emaphandleni khona ngapho, njengokutsho kwami, umsakazi we-ZBC, ubikukubana ubaba uphelekezela Mphoko umsekeli kaMongameli Mgabe sesungule uhlelo echolotsho olokuncedisa abantu abangelazithupha ikakhulu abahlaselwa ngumbhuqazo wegugurawundi ukuthi bazithole yikho ukubana benelisa ukubhalisa ukuvota selizwile ngalolu hlelo
njengoba ngisisho ekuqaleni baba ngokuthi abaz-out of town sebhizi sikhankasela ukuthi amayouthi aregister. I think ewesibili ngizaphendula khona lapho. I think i-organization yami, inhlanganiso yami, yiyo yakuqala ukulisa ukuncedisa ontanga kakhulu labo abangalazithupha lamabhethi ukuze benelise ukuthi babe lamabhethi ukuze benelise uyathatha isithupha. And i-government yezanu-PF has been there all along, like uMachakaire has been said before. I'm agree with my brother ukuthi kungani ka-TERS izanu-PF iqalisela phezulu ingaqaliseli phansi. And othume yena umsekeli kamongameli ekuleyo program umthume ngasiphi isizathu kuhloswene ngoba iZANU-PF ngake ngatsho futhi isikhathi esiphelileyo ebaba Nkomo ukuthi iZANU-PF kayihambi iyencedisa lapho enganasupport khona ngoba they know very much well ukuthi they are giving a opposition a political a voting mileage. So lapho Umphoko okhona uyazi mhlophe ukuthi i-supporting base yabo. If kuyikuthi bebele injongo yokuncedisa like what my brother has said uMashakaire, why bengancedisanga emuva le ngoba kunje sila mayethu amaningi ahluphekayo angasebenziyo angaqedanga even isikole u-grade 7 ngenxa yokuthi kala birth certificate. All those issues has been raised in local the Minister of Home Affairs ukuthi bebontu bancedisa njani labana abantwana. Akula any move yakayathathwa. Why today so khona kuthiwa iZANU-PF is trying to solve the issues yama-birth certificate and IDs ukuze ama-youth enelise ukuthi athole lezo zungwana. To us it gives us a serious doubt ukuthi why today.
That's a big question there being asked by Zenzo Nyoni uthi yena why today. And of course, he's responding to news reported by the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation today that ubaba uphelekezela Mphoko sesungule uhlelo echolotsho olokuncedisa abantu abangelazithupha abangelancwadi zokuzalwa abahlaselwa ngumbhuqazwe wegugurawundi. AzineZBC nasi mtevezeri wemtungamiri wenyika vaphelekezela Mphoko vaparura chirongwa kucholocho chekubatsira vanhu vakakanganiswa negukurawundi vanga vasina zvitupa zvekuverekwa. Saka chirongwa ichi chichavabatsira kuti vange vachiwana maIDs ndokuti vagone kunyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dzegore rinotevera. Timbotora mutereri vamlilo ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma wangu. Halo vamlilo.
Halo, tinofara makadi henyu ikoko.
Aiwa tiri bostereki kana muchifaravo.
Tinofara panyaya muri kutaura nyika iyi. Tagara tinozviziva kuti ZANU-PF will never reform itself out of power. Saka they will make sure kuti kwese kwavanoziva kuti havana support, havakwanisi kupa maIDs nekuti vanhu vese vavo they are the children emavictims egukurawundi. Saka vakapa vanhu vese vavo maIDs vanoziva kuti havana kana support. Zvese zvaakutaurwa na Vice President Boko nhasi ingori nyaya yekuti pressure yanga yawanda from many organizations, pressure inenge yawanda from many opposition parties vari kuita kunge vari kusevenza vose. But the truth ndeyekuti ZANU-PF inenge isingadi. Tagara tozviziva they always have to use divide and rule tactics pane zvose zvavanoita. Zvakafanana nenyaya dzemaelectoral reforms anenge achidiwa neopposition. Zvese zvanenge zvitaurwa kuti gadzirisai apa tisati taenda kumaelections, gadzirisai apa. Zvese zvavanoziva zvoita kuti zvirijuse mukana wavo wekuhwina next year havazviiti. Ipapa muchaona kuti kunogona kungonyoreswa kana vana 5 kana chain chete pasubstation konzi vanhu vakatora zvitupa. But from Matabeleland they know kuti vhoti yose inoenda kuopposition. Saka hasi zvinhu zvinouya kwatiri semaordinary citizens zvitishamisa. Tagara tozviziva kuti ZANU-PF ndozvainoita matenda avo.
Asi maga gazirere mkoma kuti munge muchi enda ku Zimbabwe kunonyoresa pacha tanga chirongwa cha kunyoresa.
Nyaya itoripo ndeyekuti takamirira asi hatisati tadziva kuti kuri kunyoreswa rini. News tinoverenga zuva nezuva kunonzi BVR icha supply asi kunenge kuchichengetwa mazita anenge anyoresa vanhu hausi kuzikana kuti anochengetwa nekambani ipi. Zvinova zvinhu zvinoshungurudza nekuti tinotoona kuti the playground is not even. Imwe timu yakutonge itori narefu wayo anozoda kuzoridza pamutambo. Saka zvinhu zvinotishungurudza asi kana pane chinhu hwani chatiri kuzoita sezvatagara chiita kuregister tovhota. Zvikanzi neumwe munyori kana nyuchi ikauya iri hwani haityisi asi padzinouya dziri million even the bravest men will run. So the government kana tikatanga kutaura nemadivided voices haititereri sezvainoita asi pese patichazoenda tese toregister kubva munhu akazvarwa 1999 zvienda kumberi akaregister akavhota with conscience ovhotera for the change tinoona kuti tokwanisa kunge tichibuda pana 2018.
Aiwa tinote na nekupina muchirongwa mukoma Servius Mlilo ku South Africa.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Those are who've just tuned in. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And today it's Independence Day in America. Selifikse iminyaka 241 of independence from a Great Britain. That's America happy 4th of July. Imicimbi kudliwa inyama kuyosiwa namhla kudutshulwa ama fireworks. Bayathakazelela ke ilanga labo likazibuse. Yathola ke uzibuse ngo-1776 iMelika. Ngithathe umlaleli emaphisa umnumzana Mhlanga. Kunjani Mhlanga? Mhlanga baba, kunjani? Uyangizwa?
Sikhona, kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani emaphisa?
Maphisa kura.
Aha, uyizwile indaba kusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo.
Yebo, qhubeka Mhlanga, lilungiselele yini ukuthi liyabhalisa lana emzukwana welanga?
Lingiselele phela sasibona zongiphuzile ukuthi leli langa lifike.
Aha, labantwana labazali konke liyakhuthazana mpela.
Sikhuthazana lesifunga mfowethu.
Ozokusele izeki nje ukuthi itshe ukuthi nini? Isithupha lilazo bakhona bakhona bangelazo
bakhona ngempela lazo
uhlelo lolo lusungulwe ngubaba umphoko bese belingakezwa ngalo ucingo luka Mhlanga the luyaquma kodwa kungasenani siyabonga ukungena kohlelo baba Mhlanga silethemba luzafika lakhona ngapho lolu hlelo olubikwa iZBC lusungulwe ngubaba umphoko Cholocho 6 minutes before the hour of nine. That's the time we are heading towards the top of the hour. We have, like I said, less than, about 5 minutes of this program. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana Nyoni, are you still on the line?
Yes, Baba Nkomo.
What's the way forward, Mr. Nyoni? How do we make sure there is a difference between us as Zimbabwe and the United States in terms of voter turnout? Ngoba, as I said earlier, two things that are common between Zimbabwe and America is not only that, you know, these two countries were colonized by Britain, it's also that they struggle to convince people to vote. What should we do as a country?
We are not Americans, but we are Zimbabweans. We don't live on grants like how Americans are benefiting from grants. But as Zimbabweans, we are living on our labor. We have to work. We need employment. We need to see ourselves benefiting from our employment. We have to encourage our youth to partake and participate in next year's election. They should be very responsible with their lives. Ama youth won't get, they should partake next year. From 1999 May, Kabakambe Bay Register, Nkomo, we are trying our level maximum best to encourage ama youth, because the life SSE pillar, and at the life SSE pillar in Zimbabwe, see, life, then you find out a graduate is selling a firewood. And the graduate is the one who is now a prostitute of the day and a thief of the day, trying to earn a living, which I think it doesn't make any sense, especially to us.
Mm-hmm.
And who to blame? We have to blame ourselves, because Silogu Kalala, which now we are saying, good, let's not rely on Kalala. We should stand up as young people and be responsible as learned people. Zimbabwe have got good learned young people. So, let's use our education.
Yeah, bonga kona ponyoni. Please do stay on the line. And I have Vimbai Beg on the line. Let me put you on the spot, Vimbai. Are you going to announce your candidacy, you know, for a parliamentary seat or any other seat next year?
Yeah, that's putting me on the spot today, Ms. Zamtungo, because I'm encouraging myself. Let me think like this. I'm encouraging myself and many other young Zimbabweans who know, and who know it, and who know it for sure, that they can make change in their own country. But you cannot make change in your own country while you're sitting in your comfort zone, saying, oh, at least I've got a car, oh, at least I've got a job. At least should no longer be a part of your vocabulary. So the encouragement that I'm giving it to myself and many other Zimbabweans, that, guys, it is time in Zimbabwe for us to stand up, youth, young Zimbabweans, let's stand up. Let's go and be and do like what Fazai has done. Let's raise our hand and say, you know what? I am willing to stand. I am willing to take the fight. I am willing to stand for Zimbabwe. I don't know if I answered you right.
Partly, yes, Vimbai. And go ahead and give us your last word.
My last word to Zimbabwe is, we are almost there, Zimbabwe. Almost. We are almost at the time where we are going to get the best of everything. I'll tell you something, Zimbabwe. A couple of days ago, I was in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, and I saw a group of boys, about 15 young boys. I decided to approach them and talk to them.
15 seconds, Zimbabwe, 15 seconds.
I need to understand. I'm going to wrap it out quickly. I need to understand, are you guys going to vote? These young men are 18 to 20. They said, we are definitely going to vote. Why? Because we have never seen a good Zimbabwe. My last word to everyone who's never seen a good Zimbabwe: if you want to see a good Zimbabwe, go and register to vote. Go and vote. And then we will all see in Zimbabwe.
Well said there, Vimbai, as always. Thank you so much for joining us. That's youth activist Vimbai Shemushwaburi. You also heard from Zenzo Nyoni, another activist. And we also heard Itai Machakaire. That's it from us tonight. Zimbabwe. And thank you to the crew behind the scenes. My name is Ntungamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.